I'm Glitterfist, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network. Wrestling, entertainment, community.
Welcome everyone to another
rambunctious edition of the Hour Bomb.
Why are we rambunctious?
Oh, we just pervert. Fuck, I don't know. I just make these words up.
All right then. Well, welcome to another rambunctious edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime,
the big bad booty daddy,
the big gay Adrian Masters,
and the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, how is it going, people?
Well, what a week, fellas.
Yeah. Hey, what a week.
And guess what? We're live using a new program.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how good it sounded out there, so if you guys can give us some feedback, that'd be great.
Yeah, are we the first show using the new program?
We are. What the hell are you guys doing over there?
I'm doing nothing.
I'm playing with myself.
Okay, well, quit, because apparently it's coming across. So
okay, I'm fapping.
Oh my god, I don't even want to.
There you are, right there.
I don't even want to do the show right now anymore. Anyway, how the hell have you guys been?
I am tired. Oh, I'm sure you guys are too after last night.
Yeah, that was. We went to go see Sammy Hagar.
Yes,
the Red Rocker,
Michael Anthony.
Yes, he was. Those of you who don't know, Michael Anthony was the bass player for Van Halen. So, I don't know about you fellas, but my weekend started out kind of rough.
Oh yeah, what happened?
Well, so as you guys both know, and most of the people out there have been listening for a while, got a baby coming, right?
Yeah,
right.
My wife is due any day right about now.
Sure,
so, oh, sure.
We decided Friday night let's go out and have one more date night before the baby gets here.
Okay.
Sounds like a good idea, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. So we go to a place, our local, local place. A place called Swing Around Fun Town.
Yep. I know it.
It's got mini golf. It's got go-karts. It's got bumper boats. It's got batting cages. It's got an arcade. It's got all kinds of cool shit. Basically, where I'm 16, I'm going to go take a girl on a date to.
Exactly.
Well, we're kids at heart, and I like mini golf. So we go there, and we decide, hey, we're going to play some mini golf.
All
awesome.
Right.
And so we are playing our mini golf, and I decide, you know what? It's been a while. I'm going to go ahead and jump in some batting cages.
Okay. Yep.
So, you know. I jump in the batting cages, and I throw my dollar in there. I get like 15 pitches for a buck. Okay, sounds good.
Right.
And I go through the first 15 pitches, and I'm like, okay, I'm a little rusty. Let me try this again. My wife's like, go ahead and get a couple more bucks. Oh, I hate you, Adrian.
that's Glitterfist goodbye present to you right there, Jason.
Glitterfist, I bow to you.
Oh, my God.
Your Photoshop skills are excellent.
That's some nice hair you got going there, Jason.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say at this point.
You should be honored.
Glitterfist, I'm speechless. Congratulations, I'm speechless. Wow. Now, is she not able to listen to the show anymore?
No, she can't because of the...
Oh, well, that sucks.
Oh.
We'll miss you, Glitterfist. I don't have the Boys to Men song booted up.
Dang it. Oh, well.
All right. Anyway. So, you know, I put in my first dollar in the batting cages, and I'm a little rusty. My wife's like, go ahead and get a couple more dollars worth, have some fun. I'm like, okay, awesome.
Right.
So I put another dollar in, another 15 pitches go past, and I'm like, okay, I'll do my last dollar and I'll go. First pitch, good. Second pitch, good. Third pitch, the fucking machine threw an inside pitch.
What?
Okay.
It's a machine.
So the batting cages, it throws fastballs. Doesn't throw anything weird, doesn't do anything fucked up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be just a fastball.
It decided to throw a curveball.
How?
I don't know. All I know is hits my thumb.
Okay.
And part of my other hand. Anyway, and I immediately drop the bat. I'm like, oh, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Go and get some ice. Needless to say, date night ends there. Come home. So then, wake up yesterday morning, and it's looking kind of fucked up. It doesn't look good. And so we end up going to the urgent care today. And yeah, my thumb's broken.
Ouch.
Yeah. And we got rained on at Sammy Hagar last night. And rained on a little bit today. And it's been a wet last 24 hours.
I can't believe it, man.
Good with the lady, but hey.
So, anyway, how the hell you guys been?
You know, not too bad, I guess.
Been better, been
can't
worse?
Can't complain.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good.
Just need more sleep and I'm good.
Yeah. Even better. I'm freaking exhausted, man. I'm not going to lie.
did we wear you out?
Yeah. I mean, you know, those handcuffs and chains were a little much.
Oh. Gotta love using the new program.
Anyway. Please bear with us, folks, as we have technical difficulties throughout the show.
So, anyway, you guys, you know, pretty good, you know.
I can't complain about too much of anything right now.
Just tired. Going out to the water park.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got anything else, Jizmopper?
No.
You guys want to talk about some wrestling? I mean,
you know, we are a wrestling show.
I'm going to throw this out there for the nobody that's really listening. It's probably going to be a short show.
Okay.
We're tired and, well, we got better, everyone's got better things to do than listen
it's
to us.
It's holiday weekend. You know what?
Yeah, it's holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend. We are still here live. Doing a show for our fans.
Litterfist says that lipstick really brings out your beard, Jason.
Yikes. You know, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, hey, Heath.
Yes.
I'm off tomorrow. Adrian, you off tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow.
And we're getting paid for it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're off tomorrow too, right?
No,
he's not. Oh.
It's called I Am Working.
It sucks.
Porn store's open 24/7, dude.
It is. Need some jizz being mopped.
Yeah. Rain or sleet or snow will keep the floor from being mopped at the porn store.
Wow.
I think that...
You know I think I'll we need it. To start the show.
I'll leave it. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I'm just getting ready to boot up the timer for
Adrian,
us.
Adrian, you got anything else?
Well, I've got this rash.
Oh.
Start the timer. Oh, my God. Yeah. One of these days, I'm just going to quit asking you.
You say that every week.
And I still haven't learned my lesson. All right, I guess we'll cover some Monday Night Raw then. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take them. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get it out. Go get the lies, the money. We're in this together and through it all. They said nothing's forever. All right, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
August 20th, what was that, 6th?
Yeah, 26th, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so
all right.
Give us our
five-point lowdown.
Yep.
All right.
Point one.
Yeah, point one, the Intercontinental Championship, Punk versus Axel.
Okay, so it was a match?
It wasn't an actual title match, though.
No, which... I wish it would have been, but, you know.
Title match comes at 9 champions, though.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second.
Congratulations, CM Punk. You go 434 days as WWE champion, and you're going to fight for the Intercontinental title several months later.
Yay.
Good job.
Yeah, the company really loves him.
Actually, I don't... We can talk about this in a minute. But let's cover what happened first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So they have actually it was a pretty good match for Curtis Axel, you know, block of wood and all.
That's an insult to a block of wood.
He's actually a pretty good in-ring performer. I think he actually has the good stuff. His mic work is still terrible.
Maybe that's something that eventually might fix itself? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense that that's a good reason why they have him with Paul Heyman, just because Paul Heyman can do most of it for him, but...
Yeah. You know something I just realized, fellas?
What's that?
We forgot to welcome our guests.
Oh, my God.
That's well, right. We forgot to give the rundown. I'm going to take the penalty on this. We're just going to keep going. I digress. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Well, yeah, you totally dropped the ball this week.
I did. I got a broken fucking thumb, and it hurts. And I haven't made it to the pharmacy to pick up the fucking prescription yet, so shut up.
You know what? Hey, can we cue up some violin music to play in the background for that? Or
I can cue up something. Hold on.
Uh-oh. And can't wait to hear this.
Oh, yeah. You said you can't wait to hear it.
Kill me now, people.
You have a vagina. You have a
big vagina.
Please kill me.
Anyway. Right. And for those of you that can't understand that, hold on, CM Punk has a message for you.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Alright, so here's how this show works, and goddammit, I can't believe I forgot this. Yep. I've got 1 hour to get through a whole list of shit to get through, alright? These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to keep me from getting away from that, getting through that list. Fuck.
Hey, and we're able to do it right now.
I think I won last week. I don't know. Not important. Okay, anyways, back to this. If you're joining us for the first time, hey, welcome. If you're returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Okay, anyway, as we were saying, Punk and Block of Wood.
Yeah.
That's about what it was. Yeah. Again, maybe with the work, he'll get better.
I actually, in ring-wise, as far as like actual wrestling talent goes, he has potential to be there. I mean, he's good. He's not bad. He's not like he's not, you know, main event level, but
he's mid card level easily.
He's in the right spot, upper mid card.
All right,
I think he's about in the right spot as far as wrestling ability. His
he's like Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar can't talk for shit.
Except for he can say something stupid.
Say
Paul.
Something stupid, Paul.
That was the best line Brock Lesnar's ever said on a microphone.
That was, but I mean,
which no. Actually was kind of funny because Paul actually did say something stupid shortly after that.
But I mean, it was, you know, I don't know, man. Like I see glimmers of him looking like he could be something good, and then it fades away.
Let's talk after there was a stipulation for this match that was voted on by the WWE Universe, which I know you love this, Jason, with the awesome WWE app. Now, you had a choice here. Paul Heyman could be the special ringside announcer.
Oh, boy.
Paul Heyman could be the special guest referee.
Oh, boy, no.
Or...
No, Heyman was banned from the ring.
Oh, was that? It wasn't the ringside announcer thing. It was
banned from the ring. He could be the guest referee, or he would have to face CM Punk in the ring after the match.
If Punk won,
yes.
Which Punk did?
No, who didn't say that one?
Can you? Are you shocked that the WWE Universe picked that Paul Heyman would have to get in the ring with CM Punk?
Oh, absolutely. I was never
like
know.
It was like 94%.
Oh wow, was it really?
Yeah.
Was it really that high?
Yeah, it was like 92%, like, and Banned from Ringside had like 7%. 1% was like special guest referee.
Wow. All right. Well,
the WWE Universe has spoken.
Yeah. Anyway. And then, so that happens, and CM Punk wins, and then Paul Heyman's like, you know what, guys? Hold on here. I'm not going to stick to that. So he tries to walk in the back, and he gets thrown into the ring. So
yeah, the security threw him out.
And then after that, CM Punk tries to get his hands on him. And guess what happens?
What happens?
Curtis Axel interferes. And they handcuff CM Punk to the ring rope. And then he takes your number one hardcore weapon out, a kendo stick, and starts beating the hell out of CM Punk. And there we go. So, yeah. Not good. Didn't like how that one ended.
I know. It's depressing.
I can imagine. Yeah.
It's just... Eh. Actually, it's good for as far as storyline goes, because it actually did set up the nice match for Night of Champions, where it is a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title, elimination style.
Okay. Go ahead and give that to
Paul
our
Heyman versus Paul Curtis
Heyman's
going to
compete for the Intercontinental title.
It's a handicap elimination match. Paul Heyman and Curtis Axel against CM Punk for the Intercontinental title.
Because that's what I want to pay to see at Night of Champions.
Actually, you know, from a standpoint of... people really want to see Paul Heyman get hurt for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Point number two?
Yeah, point number two. World's largest and world's strongest. Big Actually, Show and Henry team up.
Not a lot happened with that this week.
No.
No.
Didn't the...
They didn't do anything.
Did either one of them even have a match on Raw?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the beatdowns happened the week before, I think.
Yeah, so no. The only thing I saw was... Big Show. Hanging out, getting pissed off, watching the beatdown happen.
Yeah, he was looking quite, like, furious.
Yes, he was. With him having that ironclad contract and all, I'm surprised he hasn't get. Oh, wait, they're talking about tearing up his ironclad contract now. Doesn't that kind of negate the I've got an ironclad contract?
Yes. Well, we're just going to pretend you don't and tear it up because, you know, that's legal and all.
Whatever. Again, we're not the writers.
You know who else has an ironclad contract? Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah. We see how well that
guy can take steroids, do whatever he wants. Yeah, the Yankees can't fire him. The Big Show is the Alex Rodriguez of the WWE.
Hey, I just want to make a quick announcement. My thumb hurts. That is all.
Okay.
Next point.
All right. RVD's new alliance. Ricardo manages.
I still don't really get this.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but I mean...
I guess it's entertaining to an extent, but it's just like, oh my god, really?
It's one of those things that was like, RVD really doesn't need it.
No, he doesn't.
He's pretty well over anyway, and I just...
Who I would have liked to have seen get Ricardo Rodriguez. And get a face turn to go with it.
The Real Americans?
No.
That makes about as much sense as putting Ricardo in there with Rob Van Dam.
Good point.
Go ahead, Adrian.
But
Big E Langston.
You know?
I don't hate the idea.
Think about it like this. Big E and Del Rio had some good matches over the summer while Dolph was hurt.
Yeah.
Like, Big E Langston won 2 out of 5. Like, he won, like, there was, like, 1-2 matches, lost 2 matches, and lost, like, the tiebreaker match between them.
I'm digging it. And I think it could have
worked. The crowd wants to cheer for this guy.
They do want to cheer for Del Rio. Or for, Ricardo.
And they want to cheer. They want a reason to get behind Big E Langston.
Why not put the best manager in the business there?
There you go.
I ain't got a problem with that. All right. Makes a lot of sense. But, of course, they don't do anything that makes sense. And
nope.
I think that this could eventually happen or something similar to it could happen. But
yeah. What are you drinking over there?
Strawberry lemonade.
Huh. Is that a new thing from Wendy's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wendy's.
So it's not out of their, like...
No, it's like actually like fresh like lemonade and like strawberry stuff.
Huh.
There's actual strawberry stuff in the bottom of it, see?
Oh, wow. I may have to make a trip to Wendy's. Anyway, sorry. This portion of the Hour Bomb brought to you by Wendy's.
Yes.
It's good mood food. Oh, wait,
and I will say this about Wendy's also right now. Their dollar chicken sandwiches are actually quite delicious.
Hey, Tom Foolery's on.
Tom Foolery in the chat. Hey.
Hey, Tom Foolery.
And Jason, he's going to give you the weekly ball grab.
Shooting no ball
from
grab.
Shooting from the hip does butt slaps. You do ball grabs.
You know, I butt slaps I can handle. That's a guy thing anyway. Ball grabs, no. I don't grab balls except my own.
That's not what. It's not what Adrian said.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. No, we're not doing ball grabs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anyway, no ball grabs.
Next point.
All right. Where's Kane?
Filming a movie. Next point.
Pure and simple, folks. Movie.
See No Evil 2. I wonder if it's going to come out on May 19th.
No.
May 19th.
I doubt it.
That would be hilarious if they had it come out May 19th again, though.
No, it would be kind of funny. Yeah.
And then they, you know, started fucking with him again, and there you go.
Yeah.
Who was the fake Kane and all that anyway? Did they ever even reveal who was messing with Kane on that?
What was that, 5? That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Really think I remember that?
I don't. That's why I asked.
I have no clue.
I don't know either. I never even seen the movie.
If you're in the chat and you know the answer to that question, who was messing with Kane whenever See No Evil the first time was coming out, we'll send you a autograph photo.
Yep. Pants optional.
Pants optional.
We still owe Leonard Taylor his.
we do.
I've forgotten about that. He wants us wearing nothing but jock straps.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Sorry, I don't do jock straps.
Oh, no, you will.
Just wait till you get your hands on me. Wait, yeah, what? No. Oh, I want to quit.
You can't quit. You're the illustrious one.
Yeah,
our host.
You got to push through.
Oh, my you're God. The one that, this is no fair.
You're the one that puts it all together.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Got a special birthday wish for Richard Berghoff, one of our writers here. Hold on. I pulled some strings again.
Oh?
Yeah. You ready for it, guys?
Actually, we have two going out because we have another one tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, first one goes to Richard Berghoff.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Happy birthday, Richard Berghoff.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy.
And who's the other one? Because
Brian Cookie Cook turns 21 tomorrow.
Oh, Cookie!
Wait a minute. He's turning 21?
He is turning 21. That's what I read it on Facebook.
Holy cow. Wow. Under the east side.
All right. Hey, Cookie, this one's for you. Got a hold of Hulk Hogan. Just for you, buddy.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
All right. Happy birthday to Brian Cookie Cook. Head writer, or what the hell? Writes head? I don't know what the hell he does. But
he does some great shit.
I wouldn't go that far. No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking with him. Anyway, so what the hell point were we on? Where's Kane? Film and See No Evil 2.
Yep.
And like they really didn't. They mentioned a little bit, like, you know, where he's at, and there wasn't really much with the Wyatt family this week. I think we just got a promo.
No, they wrestled on SmackDown. The
tag team did. They destroyed tons of Funk.
Yeah, they're like the side dishes on a big old, like, 16-ounce steak meal. They're just there. They don't really count for anything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Who, Tons of Funk or?
No. The other two guys from the Wyatt family.
They're actually a pretty good team, though. I actually think that they are a pretty good tag team, and I actually like them.
We've got like 6 tag teams. They're doing really good. So why don't we just throw another one into this mix that are overhyped? Oh, it sounds like a good plan. Let's do it. Let's bury the other tag teams.
Are you talking about the El Matadors?
No, I'm talking about the other two Wyatts. There's no need to have them in the tag team division.
There's no need to repackage somebody with Tino Santana's old
gimmick. You're right. I'm not saying that they need to bring back the Matadors. I'm just saying that they need to throw another tag team in there when they're fucking repackaging Primo and Epico. They might as well fucking put them on goddamn running lawnmowers and call them the Wandeers or the Mexicools part.
Wow.
Whatever, you know?
The views
put on fucking Kamala's get up and there you go. Of course I'd have to hobble down with one leg, but I mean that's beside the point.
The views expressed by Jason Halbert do not necessarily reflect those of the Hour Bomb or the TWR network.
But I mean, fuck. Wow. I'm sorry. Anyway.
So you think because they have too many tag teams, they shouldn't make any more tag teams?
I think that they shouldn't bury a tag team that I think deserves a push. No.
You think Tons of Funk deserves like a legitimate run?
I don't think they need to be buried.
Well, not really being buried. They're just
losing all the time.
And it's not the same thing as being buried. Zack Ryder's been buried.
Where has Zack been?
Exactly.
He was shoe shopping a couple weeks ago, remember?
Tons of Funk are still getting tag team time.
Uh-huh. He was shoe shopping on the Foot Locker promo, not on the Raw.
Oh, game. Yeah, that's right.
Tons of Funk are still getting TV time on shows, and they're also, their managers are doing better than they are.
Again, remember when we had that discussion going into WrestleMania about, you know, it's bad when people care more about your managers than they do you?
Yes.
That's not good. A good thing, Adrian.
I understand.
So,
well, actually, it can be a good thing if people care about you at all.
Yeah. I don't see how. All right, whose phone is it? Oh, I think that's mine.
Fuck. Yeah.
Hold on.
Way to be prepared over there.
Broken thumb. Eat a dick. Hey, your girlfriend tagged me on Facebook.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
So we're ready for point number five?
Or? Oh, fuck, yeah. We're not through this yet?
Nope.
God damn it.
Well, got one point. All right. Summer of the Viper. Orton became WWE champ. So what did he do on Raw?
He jumped on Daniel Bryan with the shoe. Oh, no, wait, fuck. He got presented a new car.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. It was an Escalade, wasn't
Randall,
it?
Keith Orton, come on down. You're the next contestant on You're Getting a Car on Monday Night Raw. Let's hope it survives. let's take you on a magical tour, a magical trip, if you will.
A little bit back in time.
Let's see. I'm trying to think how long ago that was. That was I at my old place?
Yeah, you were still at your old place.
It was before me and Esther got together. Okay. Or my wife, who shall not be named. Before we got together. Was it that long ago?
Yeah, about.
That's
it's
when I had the.
It's been that long.
Wow, god damn, that was probably, seven, 8 years ago? Fuck me. So anyway, I don't remember who it was. Someone presented Randy Orton with a tricked out RKO'd stock car.
Yes.
Are you Googling that for me, Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he is.
All right. And
it was actually a really nice looking car.
It was. And then Kofi decided to destroy it. And
yeah, he kind of went a little psycho. And you actually kind of gained a little respect for him.
A little bit, yeah. And so Randy Orton gets presented a real nice Cadillac Escalade. Very nice. And
yeah. I mean, Cadillacs. Come on.
Of course it gets destroyed by Daniel Bryan, because who didn't see that one coming?
Nobody, apparently.
Oh, no.
And how did it get destroyed?
Oh, he spray painted yes all over it. It was
yes.
Fucking
yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hey, that's what I expect my wife to be chanting later.
Oh.
Whoa. Well, your mom did it last night, Heath.
Wow.
Oh, dude, God. I can't believe you actually went there.
Oh, Mr. Richard 269.
Happy birthday.
Happy Richard. Birthday. Hey, wait, hold on. Now that he's officially in here. Hey, Richard. I pulled some strings. I called my connection Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, so God, let's give a quick yes. Shout out to the to
you're welcome.
Let's go ahead and give a quick shout out to who all we got in the room. We will, even though I know she's technically not there, we will give a shout out.
Glitterfist was there.
She was.
Yes. Tom Foley,
and Mr. Richard 269, and the big douche. Oh, Adrian. Okay, that's you.
Fuck you.
Eat a dick. Anyway, so I mean, he just. Spray painted the hell. Do you really think it was the same thing? I don't. Do you really think it was the same vehicle? The nice one that got rolled out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's. It wasn't. He didn't destroy it. He just spray painted it.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like it was a very good job either. It
you
looked
could
like
repaint
it was,
that stuff. So
well, it looked like it was like fucking Crayola, you know, shit anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, all you're doing is just spray painting yes over and over and over again.
And then you could just wash it off. I mean,
it was probably like fucking shoe polish or some stupid shit. So, alright. What did we miss?
Well, I mean, there was the, I think it was Naomi versus one of the Bella Twins.
No.
Or was it Natalie versus one of the Bella Twins?
Fuck, I don't know. You actually, the only reason I watch the Divas matches is because they're hot.
It was Natalia versus Brie Bella.
I was going to say it was the small boob Bella because the big boob Bella's hurt.
All right. Well, so, that match, unremarkable.
What happened after the match, we're going to get to that in a minute, was fucking awesome.
What an interview by AJ Lee.
I've got that in its entirety here.
Play it.
Was there any... You want me to go and play it?
Let's play it now.
Well, let's... Hold on. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Well, this is Raw. This is part of it.
Well, this was its own segment.
Okay.
But I'll go ahead and play it. Fine. Hold on. Son of a bitch. Hold on. Technical difficulties. You two talk amongst yourselves here.
So...
Yes, Adrian.
Did you hear Jason broke his hand jerking off?
Batting cage, dickhead.
Yeah.
See, that's the excuse. Batting cage.
Okay, hey, guess what I found, guys? And we're going to go ahead and, here we go.
Last night's episode of Total Divas, and it was insane. Oh my gosh. I mean, the Bellas were dealing with their obvious daddy issues. The Funkadactyls broke up and then got back together again. Natalia's fiance isn't much of a man.
Oh, we got like a 4-minute promo here. All right.
Wow.
And the other two were also there. It was great. It really was. And it was the end of the world, and it's only Sunday nights on the E-Network.
Ah! I love this. I love the fake singing.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Listen to the pop she got.
I know. Can we see the heel that's actually over?
Do you want to know what I see when I look in that ring? Honestly.
What do you see, AJ?
A bunch of cheap, interchangeable, expendable, useless women. Women who have turned to reality television because they just weren't gifted enough to be actresses. And they just weren't talented enough to be champion. Done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
I just want to point out, Caitlin is not out there for this.
Your Divas division. I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. Why? So a bunch of ungrateful, stiff plastic mannequins can waltz on through without even as much as a thank you?
You just skipped.
Wow.
We showed this to you, didn't we? Because you
guys. I know.
You guys. Go backstage and shake my hand and look me in the eye because you know that I worked my entire life to get here. I gave my life to this, and you were just handed 15 minutes of fame.
That's a good point.
I didn't get here because I was cute or because I came from some famous wrestling family or because I sucked up to the right people.
I thought she was going to say something else there.
I know.
I got here because I am good. I earned this championship. And no matter how many red carpets you guys want to walk in your $4,000 ridiculous heels, you will never be able to lace up my Chuck Taylors.
Shameless plug.
You are all worthless excuses for women, and you will never be able to touch me. And that is reality.
Pipe bomb.
If you don't think women are explosive, try dropping
tried dropping one.
Oh my God, that was an awesome promo.
Yes, I applaud whoever thought that up for.
I don't know.
I don't know if that was all this. I don't know if it was pre-written or if it was like she went out there and just cut it. Either way,
it was phenomenal.
At the end, hold on. Let me say what I'm going to say here. I got a mouthful of pretzel, sorry. At the end, when she's like, and that, all I could think of was dancing, was a shoot. But
that would have worked, too.
Now, out there, for those of you who hadn't actually seen the thing, here's what we're looking at out there. You had the Funkadactyls, you had Natalia,
and
the Bellas, JoJo
was with the Funkadactyls, and Eva Marie was with the Bella Twins.
Right. It was the entire cast of Total Divas.
No, I'm sorry. Was JoJo even out there?
I think she was.
Or was she one of the Funkadactyls?
I don't know which one.
No, she was out there because I believe she was wearing like a yellow dress.
They were all out there. And
okay.
So.
This is going to be a premature what stinks for me.
Okay. A little bit.
You can tell that the Bellas don't have a lot of respect for the business, just from the way that they were acting during the promo.
What do you mean?
Just the way that they were shouting and stuff over like that, and it killed like a lot of the audio with it. I'm surprised whoever was working the microphones up backstage didn't kill their microphones.
Well, right, but at the same time, the you could hear the faces yelling back at him too.
Actually, if you actually watch the thing, you can't hear them on the microphones yelling or anything.
Well, right, that's because the camera was right there in the Bellas' faces, so it's going to pick them up.
Right, but they could have easily turned that camera off, and they should have.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Because it took a little bit away, because some of it was a little hard to hear just because.
I disagree with you on that one.
And if you watch the way that the Funkadactyls and Natalia acted in the ring, like for the most part, they were quiet and like were just actually like physically like taunting AJ as opposed to like actually like shouting ridiculously for like 5 minutes straight that say it to our face, even though she is out there saying it to your face.
I know.
That was ridiculous.
She is.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole thing, that's the only thing that really aggravated me about this is just, you know, it shows that
the Bellas don't give a shit about the business.
Pretty much.
Kinda, yeah. Hey, fellas, we're going on autopilot for a second. You guys talk. I need to grab a beverage. My apologies. Oh.
Wow. We actually got control of the show.
Yeah, apparently so. So,
what do we do?
Well, I heard you went on a date.
Yes, it is true. I have actually been on a couple dates so far.
Does she have teeth?
Yes, she has teeth.
That's good to hear.
Yes. For those that have never heard before...
Heath is 47, and he has never dated a woman before.
No, that is not true.
Quite a few men, but not a lot of women.
And I still wonder why I come back to the show. I don't know.
Because my wife usually feeds you.
Yes, but she didn't tonight. I had to get my own food.
Okay, so are you back over there? Are you ready?
Sorry, I had a medical emergency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let's go back to this. So how many days have you been on with this woman?
Let's see. Two so far.
Do you have date number three lined up?
Yes, actually I do.
Oh! You know what date number three means, don't you?
They're going to play Nintendo, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're going to take a ride in the car, if you know what I mean.
She's going to handle his joystick with authority, if you know what I mean.
She's going to suck his cock, if you know what I mean.
She's going to give him an attitude adjustment, if you know what I mean.
She's going to get the weapon of mass destruction, if you know what I mean.
She's going to cash in the money in the bank, if you know what I mean. All right, I'm done.
I can't believe you guys were able to go that long.
I know. That's what she said.
Yeah. Actually, that's not what she said at all.
No.
No.
Actually, Heath, I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually what she said.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So, where were we? Oh,
we're going to lose our two listeners if we don't get back on topic here.
Anyway, so we had. I mean, do you really think it was that bad?
It just annoyed me, is all. I mean,
I can see where you come from on this. As far as the Bellas part and what's her face that was with them, yeah, it definitely was a little much. They definitely should have toned that part down a lot.
I'll ask the live chat here and just see if I can get a consistency from people out there.
Well, from what I understand with the new program, we don't have such a long delay.
Right.
So, I don't think it was that bad, personally. It's no different than if CM Punk were up there running his mouth, and Curtis Axel's down there, and Paul Heyman are out there, and you hear the mics pick them up.
But you don't hear that.
You do from time to time.
Not very often.
Well, that's because they're all women and they're catty bitches. That's why we heard more.
And you know what? This even stems from, and I'll even tell this, if you go back to prior to WrestleMania,
okay,
the way that John Cena was doing The Rock is the exact same thing. Because John Cena would cut The Rock off in the middle of The Rock's promos and stuff like that and say stuff to The Rock. But when John Cena was talking to The Rock didn't interrupt him.
Hmm. You know, I hate to admit it. You might be right. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, yes, I think that they needed to... he's better for the business. No, I still don't think that that was a good move bringing him in. But I see where you're coming from a little bit now.
Okay.
All right.
And let's see. Mr. Richard says he agrees with me that they should have turned off the mics around the Bellas.
Yes, definitely.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. It's.
I mean, for those that were watching it at home, I mean it. I mean, the thing, AJ cut a very good promo, so to speak, but
the thing I get,
and it probably wasn't as noticeable there for the live crowd as it was for the people watching at home.
The thing that I compare it to. Let's sit down and watch the good old fashioned soap opera that is Jerry Springer.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I understand where you're coming from.
Jerry.
It works better if I'm sitting there going off on you and you're mouthing back to me and we can hear you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I understand what your point is, but wrestling promos, especially promos like this, which are definitely like defining moment promos, need to be what they are and not be like that. Like, I'm okay with that kind of stuff happening while, she's showing the pictures of the 400-pound Caitlyn that she dug out or whatever.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know, buddy.
AJ...
I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I'll personally. Go ahead and say this. I think AJ and Caitlyn, as they are right now, are the best two women workers they've had since Trish and Lita.
I think Michelle McCool is okay.
Well, I don't think she was bad. I just think that they're better than she was.
You know, I don't think I can fault you on that one. Because I'm sitting there really...
And there were times when...
Nope, I got one that could fall in with that, too.
Okay.
Mickie James.
All right, Mickie James, I'll give
there,
you.
And she was there before, during... Or, well, not before, but... She was there during and then after Trish and Lita. So, okay, I'll give you that.
If I could have a dream, like, crazy chick match... I want AJ versus Mickey James.
Whoa. Wow. And a baby crazy. Oil match.
And the winner of that match? A
bikini match. Oh, God.
Okay.
I can't make the sound effect. Keith, do it for me. I can't.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyway, in the real winner of that match?
Every guy watching. And even some women.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's true.
We're equal opportunity.
Yes, we
racist,
are.
Sexist pigs. Anyway.
Mr. Richard says we should want AJ versus Caitlyn in Ultimate Twister.
Oh.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. Hey, we lost a listener. Fuck. Anyway. Tomfoolery's gone. God damn
it. Aww. He could be on his iPhone still. Just the way that it shows up on chat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
Anyway. Mr. Richard 269, consider this a special show just for you and your birthday. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we got anything else we want to talk about on Raw? Can we move on?
Well, there was, let me take a look here. I think one more thing here.
Dude, we're like 45 minutes into the show and still haven't gotten off Raw.
We don't have anything else to really cover this week, though.
We got enough.
All right, what else would you like to move on to? Because, I mean...
let's see, there was...
we got our normal segments we got to get through, so I guess let's get through that.
Yeah, okay. I guess we can talk about this bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's have a bet update.
You guys are winning bad, and I'm losing horribly. Good enough.
And you lost bad again this week.
Oh, got my ass handed to me.
Yeah, and what are the numbers right now?
Jizzmopper, you're at 123. Dickhead, you're at 102, and I'm at 55. So fuck you both. Wow. I'm making a move.
I have closed the gaps.
I'm making a move. I don't even think I can make enough moves right now.
All
right,
what's your move?
I'm dropping Ryback, picking up Del Rio. I have to.
So this is your September drop.
Jason, can you tell me who's on my roster again? Because I honestly don't remember right now.
No. I will, though. I don't want to, but I will.
Okay.
You've got Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Curtis Axel, Big Show, and Luke Harper.
Okay.
That's your list. Okay.
You know, I don't really want to drop any of those guys right now, so...
We got some trash talk going on about the football league.
Oh, Mr. Richard says he's going to kick our ass in the football league.
Bring it!
Oh.
Which football league are we talking about here?
The one that we're in with him in his Yahoo League.
Oh, that's right. That is his Yahoo League. Yeah, dude, Yahoo gave me an A-plus on my draft.
Yeah, Jason actually got an A-plus in his draft. I don't know how, but...
Because I did my shit that time. Actually, I was in the middle of a Cub Scout event drafting at the same time.
Hey, now that takes skill.
And I got an A+. Anyway, so that's my... fuck, we're in September. It's my September.
So, yeah, because today is September 1st. It's going to be your September drop.
Shut up. Even the Cubs get lucky and win a few games in a row.
Yeah, but they never win the World Series.
This is true. Wow, he dropped that on you, too.
I wouldn't consider this the World Series, Heath.
No, but...
You were bottom dragging for a while. I'm in a rebuilding year.
Okay.
Alright. So,
bet has been updated. Alright.
Yeah. Alright, so we're going to move on to... oh, what the hell, why not?
Uh-oh. I know what that means.
We're not playing Jeopardy, but we are playing Can Heath Win Himself a Shit-Free Show? How this game works, we throw three theme songs at him.
Yes.
If he can successfully guess two out of three, on next week's show, he will win himself a shit-free show. What does that mean? We can't really give him any shit, and that's going to be really hard to do.
If that ever happens.
Is he ripping on my team?
No.
Oh.
He's talking about his own team.
Oh, okay. I'm like, didn't think I got Peyton? I don't remember. All right, Heath, you ready for this?
All right.
All right.
I have not been very successful at this. I'm lucky to get one out of three.
And sometimes none out of three. Okay. And so I'm going to play about 25 seconds of a song. You got 30 seconds to guess it. You ready?
All right, let's
song number one. Feel free to play along at home.
Yeah, he's not looking at the chat, so he can see your guess.
That is very true.
3, 2, 1. All right, and Heath, time to guess.
Jeez. I mean, it does sound newer. It sounds like 90s or newer.
Adrian, you can't type.
Damn it. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Not even a guess.
Not even a guess.
Well, there was multiple answers that actually we would accept.
Yes.
We would actually take Hardcore Holly, or Crash Holly,
or Molly Holly.
Or Molly Holly. Or any member of the Holly family.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Richard 269 had it. All right, Heath. Right.
Number two.
Number two. You ready?
I guess.
What does everybody want?
Can I go ahead and say it?
No, yeah, no,
you have to wait.
Okay.
What does everybody need?
Head. Where's our Starfleet heads at?
I have mine
in my closet still.
It was the senior head, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have my entire senior class in high school sign my head.
And by the way, that is Al Snow.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on, wait. I think this is the first time I've been able to play it. Ready? Yeah!
Nice job. Right.
Yes. He was heading with it. Adrian had every woman in his senior class touch his head.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And some of them kind of hot, too.
There were some good-looking girls in my class.
Yeah. Now, Heath is one song away.
Yes.
Can he guess this?
Let's ask Lil Jon. Lil Jon, is he going to get this? Yeah! I don't think so. Let's see him.
You know what? I will even pre-give Heath a hint on this one.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I will.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wait. No.
All right.
What?
All right. Heath, if you haven't noticed, Hardcore Holly, Al Snow, both former Hardcore Champions.
Yes.
The theme this week is former Hardcore Champions.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, CM Punk, is he going to get this?
You have a vagina!
Nope.
Apparently, CM Punk doesn't think it is. Okay, and third song. And that was your clip, and go.
The chat has it, by the way.
Yes, he got it. Shit. Chat room was 3-for-3.
Yes.
Yeah, go chat room.
He guessed it. No, he can't. He's a douchebag. Yes, he is. He won't win his shit.
He smells like fish tacos.
I can't even remember if this guy was a champion. There's only one person I can think of.
Who is it?
Is it Jeff Hardy?
Ew, we're sorry. The correct answer would have been Maven.
Yes, the Maven. First Toughnuff winner.
Yes.
Oh, see, I hardly even remember Maven.
It was
greatest Royal Rumble elimination ever.
Can we put a link in there for that? Because I don't remember off the top of my head what it was.
Oh, okay.
How much time do I got left?
Let's take a look here. I am showing you have about 14 minutes or so.
Jesus Christ. Glad I didn't actually come up with the show, so there's no way to tell if I won or lost. All right, fellas. Time for our... Our weekly dose of what stinks. Apparently, what stinks is I can't talk today. How this works, we just air out what we hate about the week in professional wrestling. That's really what it is. It's time for us to really bitch, as if we don't bitch the rest of the hour on the show. So, let's go first.
You know, there's just one thing that really kind of stood out to me.
Okay.
It was something said by Brad.
Our Raw General Manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember exactly word for word in regards to it, but everybody knows I hate Fandango.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he made a Fandangoing comment.
Oh, basically when he can, you know, he's like, oh, it looks like every single you guys are Fandangoing to a different tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of lame. Wow, was that The Undertaker when he was in a little better shape?
Yeah.
And he wrestled?
Yeah. This is 11 years ago.
Jesus Christ, almost 12. Maven's in the ring. Oh, God.
Damn. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, I mean, are we really going that far to actually include that as a line?
There goes Lita. And...
You know, we should be doing a show instead of watching.
We'll watch this later. Anyway.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway.
Adrian, pause the video clip.
All right.
It's distracting.
Yes, it is.
All right. Yeah, that was kind of cheesy and lame, and I can't say I blame you really for that. That was horrible, actually.
Yeah, I think WWE is really just wanting to try to get Fandango going, but it's just not happening.
It is actually happening pretty well. It's just you're not wanting to say that it is.
Because it sucks ass.
I don't know why you think that. That's horrible to say.
It is. It is just, you know what?
Sorry, I'm not getting on that bandwagon whatsoever.
Yeah. We're not on your bandwagon because you can't get Maven's theme right. or Hardcore Holly, even.
You got the gimme. Anyway, all right, Adrian, you got a what stinks?
Yeah, actually, I do.
All right, hold on. Go.
It actually also stems from Brad Maddox.
Oh, God.
You know what? I can't believe he's stealing Teddy Long's gimmick. I mean, two guys interfere in a match, and he just comes out and basically goes, holla, holla, tag team match.
All right.
So poor Teddy Long has been thrown off of SmackDown, and now he's got Brad Maddox stealing his gimmick, going, holla, holla, tag team match.
that would be like Del Rio showing up and stealing JBL's gimmick. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Alright. It's time for mine, bitches.
Yes, let's hear it.
Mine does not involve Brad Maddox.
Oh, really? Who does it involve?
I'm not really sure where it's going to lie.
Okay.
But in the interest of fairness, I'm going to blame it on the WWE Universe.
Oh.
And why? Just because I wanted to say WWE Universe. Actually, it falls on creative.
And that's how Maven eliminated the Undertaker from the Royal Rumble.
Didn't he get his ass handed to him, too?
Yeah.
Anyway, pauses. You're fucking up the show.
Anyway.
We can watch the beatdown later. So, it involves WWE Creative. Okay. And their stupid little vote for this, vote for that stipulation.
All right.
Now, really, you think they're going to give us three choices and one of the three is... And neither one's a legitimate winner and it's all up to us as the... No. Really, your options for Monday night were, oh, Paul Heyman's going to be the special guest referee. Paul Heyman's going to be banned from ringside. Or Paul Heyman's got to get his ass kicked by Sam. Really? It's like saying, do you want to see Paul Heyman wear a tutu? Do you want to... Or no. Do you want to see Paul Heyman as WWE champion? Do you want to see Paul Heyman as a Chippendale model? Or do you want to get his ass kicked? Really?
Hello, we want to see his ass get kicked.
I'm just like, oh my God, come on. It's like, do you want to see CM Punk wrestle? I can't even think of anything. God damn it. It was just, fuck, I'm tired of him. That's all it is. I'm just tired of him.
Yeah, but... I mean, it's not really the fault of the WWE Universe. It's really more or less the fault of...
Well, I blamed it on creative.
Yeah, creative not giving us choices to actually think about.
I mean, it's just get legitimate. It's like, really? Do you want to see Paul Heyman this? Do you want to see Paul Heyman do this? Or do you want to see him get his ass kicked? You know? All right, moving on, fellas.
All right.
Sucker! It is time for our weekly dose of Can You Dig It? Suck up. So let's go first.
I will.
All right. What's yours, Adrian?
Can you dig it? CM Punk is your next Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, I can dig that shit.
Definitely.
I think the Curtis Axel experiment is just about over, and they're no better off than they were when he was Michael McGillicuddy. I tried to get behind Curtis Axel. I did my damnedest. I couldn't do it anymore. Give him, just let him be Joe fucking Henning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Adrian, you digging your own buddy?
Yeah, actually I am.
Okay. All right. Can you dig this, fuckers?
Okay. All right.
We are going to see... Randy Orton in the main event of WrestleMania 30 as your WWE champion.
WrestleMania 30?
That's the one that's coming up, Heath.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Richard.
I'm trying to think as far as, like, how long away that...
April. Do the math, Heath. It's September now, so we got 3 months left in the year. And then it happens in April.
October, November, December.
It's 7 months away.
And then April.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Mr. Richards does not. Mr. Richards says, in the words of Dean Ambrose, nope, he doesn't dig it.
All right, Heath. Still waiting on you, bitch. All right, Heath.
Ooh.
Almost slipped out.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Someone's, I think they're going to let it ride until then.
Someone's in pain, and I got to make it to the. I got to pick up medicine here, so
I know. Real quick. Yeah, I think they're going to let it ride out to where he'll stay champion until then.
Adrian.
Unfortunately.
Your guess.
I think he will be champion. I think he'll be in the title match at WrestleMania 30. I don't know that I believe he'll be the champion still.
I don't dig it at all. I don't think he's going to be able to go that long as champion in a single title reign. Mm-hmm. He might be in it, but he's not going to be champ.
That's... Kind of thing, or if it is, it's not going to be the title he's currently on.
Right, exactly. So, Heath, I think I know yours.
I don't have one this week.
Will John Cena be the one that fights him?
Whoa, God damn it, he's got one. Holy wow. Shit. No.
Actually, I can dig
yeah,
it.
Yeah, actually,
I can. I just don't think he'll be the only one.
It could be like, when the fuck was that? God damn it.
WrestleMania 2000?
No. When he showed up injured. The 08 Royal Rumble, when he showed up and he wasn't supposed to be back in time for WrestleMania and all that. That's what I see. It'll be one of those, I'm hurt. Ah, fuck you guys, Super Cena's here.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, we got Mr. Richard 269 says, Big Show and Mark Henry as tag champs. I can dig that.
I definitely could dig that.
And Survivor Series main event, Orton and the Shield versus Big Show, Mark Henry, Daniel Bryan, and Dolph Ziggler. In a Survivor Series style match, I would fucking love to see that match.
I would
love
to see it. I can't
I don't
dig
think
it.
It's going to happen, though, buddy.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. Man, we talked, what was it, last week or something about him? And we're all in love with the Survivor Series, the Elimination style matches.
Yeah.
The traditional Survivor
WWE
Series match.
Just God, really needs to get back to its roots.
Well, I understand the way it's going, but I just don't see it happening, man. I'd love to, but...
I actually think, to counter this, I think he's right in principle. I think that you're going to see, like, Big Show, Mark Henry, Dolph Ziggler, and maybe somebody else.
All the titles on the line.
And they're going to go against the Shield and Triple H.
I kind of like what he's going. All the titles on the line. And then if the face team wins, then you've got Daniel Bryan wins the world title. You got Dolph Ziggler as your U.S. champ. And then Shawn Henry win your tag titles. That's all set up beforehand.
I don't like it.
I know I don't like it either, but I can see it.
The thing of it is with WWE creative.
I understand that. They don't make
think
sense.
Think of that.
They don't make sense. All right.
So, yeah, do you take back as far as the music that you played for me there?
Your fail
as
horn?
I still
have every right to fail you at any opportunity. All right, fellas.
Yeah. We're coming now.
Time to reach into the mail sack.
Mail sack.
We got two questions this week.
Holy right. Shit.
And maybe one from the live chat. We'll see.
Okay. What do we got?
All right. Question one comes from Soul Patrol Brony, Kevin Critterton.
Number one fan.
The czar of the forums.
Yes.
The king of the forums. The only person with Santino Morella status.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Adrian.
All right. His question is, do you think that we'll see a corporation and several superstars war game style match at Battleground?
Oh, God. As much as I'd love to see a war games match, I don't think it's going to happen, man. That you got... If I can be honest with you, the problem you run into is you put two rings on the floor of an arena, that takes out a lot of seats.
And we all know that the WWE wants money.
Vince McMahon is too money hungry to want to do anything like that. I don't... I'd love to see it, but it's not going to happen. I mean, we've talked about it before. Throw $5-$10 on each additional seat in that house, and you've made your money up.
I think that they can do it, but they need to do the WWE spin on it. And I think it'll happen. I think it'll make more sense for something like it to happen in Hell in a Cell, where you get the War Games theme style match where you have a door on maybe each side of the cage, and then at the right time somebody goes in the match at the right time from each side. So you could do the Hell in a Cell style and do it that
not
way.
Not completely stealing the old War Games match, because right. They don't want to acknowledge that WCW has something better than them.
Right.
Right, I gotcha.
But they could do their spin on it, and I think that would be okay too.
All right.
We have one from Jakey, who writes Wrestle with Jake. Woo-hoo! On Sundays here on the TWR Network.
Yes, all right, what's this?
His question is...
He agrees with Kevin Curtis in there.
Right. And he also wanted to know, what happens with the Shield gimmick now that they've aligned themselves with a corporation and they're no longer seeking injustices within the WWE?
Well, injustice is a subjective term.
Yes. I mean, in my opinion, now... They're the corporate Shield.
Listen to Heath chime in with the dynamite drop-in. Glad to see that broadcasting classes were sent into you at the community college. Or
but anyway, they're kind of now the corporate Shield, and now they're going to seek out the injustices against the corporation.
I'm glad to see that University of Phoenix degree's paying off.
There you go. How can it not? I mean, really, anything that goes against the McMahons, that's an injustice.
But here's my problem with this.
Okay. Is it kind of like when DX were the degenerates and they're going to do what they want when they want, and then they were then part of the corporation, and then they were no longer, we're going to do what we want?
They were part of the corporation in so much that Triple H was running the company and said, you guys can do whatever you want.
All right, for the mail sack from the live chat.
What do you guys think of the WWE dropping the Big Show's Iron Crowd contract storyline, seeing as how just a few weeks ago he said something about it?
Oh, hold on. I'm going to chime in first. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I absolutely hate it, Mr. Richard. I have been bitching about this for weeks.
This is dumb. Why? Out of all that time that he had the ironclad contract, and he was doing what he wanted when he wanted, and there's nothing they could do about it. No, we can't do it. It's ironclad. And now... Close enough. I don't care. And
you lost.
I didn't lose. We're finishing up. Fuck you guys. I didn't have a show planned out anyway, so I really don't care. Anyway,
we didn't even get through the stuff we normally get through.
Well, which is good because I had nothing else going anyway. So when he was just running amok and just hurting people and doing whatever the hell he wanted, and they're like, "Well, we can't do anything to him. He's got an ironclad contract." And they're like, "Well, yeah, that's right. He does." And now all of a sudden you're going to be like, we're just going to tear it up. Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't have done that when you wanted to suspend him or fire him last year?
Yeah. It aggravates me so bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. It was like, and this is the only thing I was like, well, yeah, I guess they could be like, well, you have an ironclad contract, Big Show. That's true. Well, have fun sitting home for the rest of your life and not competing anywhere because you're never going to wrestle again.
I would be more okay with that than just like, we're just going to tear it up.
Yeah, it's...
It's lame.
Yes, it is.
All right, fellas. I think, I think it's about that time.
Yep.
About that time.
Yes. Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
Well, I guess the next show would be Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
The 8 Eastern, 7 Central, the FTW podcast. That's
Fuck the World.
The World. You're not talking into your mic either.
That's Friends Talk Wrestling.
Oh, damn.
God damn it.
Dwayne Garvin, Joe Lee Harrison.
He's a cock.
And Rob, as they talk about topics from TNA and WWE, usually runs about 2 hours on it, and
they stay on topic better than we do.
They do. That's true.
Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
We have night. Shooting from the hip.
Not shooting from the dick.
No.
From the hip.
That show's sick.
What?
Yeah, there's a show, Shooting from the Dick. It's a porn podcast.
Wow.
You're still not talking into the mic, but whatever.
Yeah, there's a porno podcast called Shooting from the Dick. It's hosted by the Gimp Dan Felt. Oh, no.
Oh. Wow. Okay, and we have lost live feed.
Yeah, it says we're offline now. What the fuck? Anyway.
You don't want to know what my Sean Big Daddy Brown goes by on that show.
Sean Big Bear Brown.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. So, Wednesday, Shooting from the Hip.
Yes. 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Join Dan, the original Dan Phelps, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and Michael Classic as they talked about this week's current affair for wrestling and other topics as well.
Good show. Good times.
Yes.
Thursday nights is Tom and Tyler's Bullshit. As they renamed their show from the Wrestling Power Hour. Okay.
Tom and Tyler's Bullshit.
Yes.
Eh, whatever.
TNT Bullshit.
TNT Bullshit.
There we go.
What do they talk about on that show, Adrian?
Usually NXT, video games, football, just whatever the fuck they would talk about. Rosario Dawson's boobs.
What?
Just whatever.
Really? All right, whatever.
Okay.
There ain't nothing wrong with Rosario Dawson's boobs.
No.
No, there is not.
Are you going to really pull it up on the monitor?
Yeah.
Apparently, yes. Okay. Anyway, all right. So that was Thursday.
Yes. And Sunday night next week, you can listen to us again.
Yes.
That's right.
Join us as we talk about things like wrestling and
breaking thumbs and
Heath having his dick sucked.
What?
What?
Yeah, oh, by a dude. Oh, that's right.
You know, third date.
It is third date. Hey, I hear we got some good articles.
We do. I don't know them now, so we're skipping them.
What?
What?
Yeah, if you want
you're too busy looking at Rosario. Just Google doing a good. Dude, that's funny. Come on. It's like what seriously? Do we got, Adrian? On the network.
We have stuff.
Now you got your safe search on, dickhead. It actually says the word boobs has been filtered because of your safe search on.
Alright, anyway, we have Tuesdays, you have the highlight reel with Richard Berghoff.
Birthday boy, Richard Berghoff.
Yes.
Yes.
Wednesday, you get the other birthday boy, Brian Cookie Cook.
Brian
with
Cookie
How About
Cook.
Cookie Crumbles.
Alright.
Yeah. Thursday is Shooting Shoots, Lamar Kamal.
Alright.
Friday is the Weekly Zeus.
There you go.
See, Saturday is used to be the headline of Kyle Robinson. Is he still writing?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Let's see here. Sunday you get the Daddy's Big Deal with Sean Brown and Wrestle with Jake. And
don't forget about Classics Angels.
Classics Angels on Monday.
And hardest working man on the TWR network.
Paul Jordan covering stuff all week long.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, fellas. So, Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
They can go fuck themselves.
Ooh, the views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb or the TWR network.
But they should.
So, Adrian, let's try this one again. Take two. If someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
Well, they can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
And what was that again?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com.
All right.
You still got safe search on.
It's fucking. Oh my god.
I can't believe this. He is still looking. He's up still Rosario looking for Rosario Dawson's boobs.
Anyway. Yeah. So, like you said, you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can also go on the twrnetwork.com forums and
send us to iTunes.
Send us there. I'm not there yet, okay. Dickhead. Shut up. God damn you, Heath. You can go on the TWR Network, shoot us a line, drop us a line on the forums there. Also, find us on iTunes. Hit that little subscribe button. Give us some likes, reviews, that kind of good stuff.
We love it.
Find us on Facebook. Search The Hour Bomb.
They fucking changed their settings. That's fine.
Again?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Anything else?
Well, we don't do the 5-point preview anymore, so I think we're done.
All right, yeah, pretty much wrap things up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, I guess I'll talk about my song real quick. We're going to, I had to go back into the,
Oh, Richard does a highlight reel.
Yeah, I thought I covered that.
Yeah, I thought you did too.
If I missed it, I'm sorry. The highlight reel with Richard Berghoff, that's usually released on Tuesdays, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So I went back in time a little bit.
If I could turn back time. All right.
You know, when you did that for the Cher drag queen lookalike contest, you were pretty good. You weren't very good right now, Adrian.
Whatever.
Anyway, I went back in time a little bit to one of our earlier shows and pulled off an old one done by the one and only Lex Luger.
Really?
Yes. So, I think we're just about done. So, I'm knocking stuff over. Anyway, so I think we're done. You guys got anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
All right, so once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big A Ader Masters quits this bitch.
And the Jizz Mumper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And we'll try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our, oh god, there's the tits.
Toodles!
Wow. Until then, you've... Is that her? What? She's sucking a dick. That's got to be photoshopped.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Until then.
We'll try to do this again next week if they allow us to be on the network after this. Until then. You've been
our bond.
Our bond. Say it.
Toodles.
Always beside me, holding my hand every step of the way. Through these eyes you could do no wrong. In these eyes you were brave and strong. In my heart those days live on. You were my